This is Rediscover Life, Pastor John from All Nations Church, with your daily message to help you reconnect with your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today as we continue our series on Prince of Peace, because Jesus truly is the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And when Christ is enthroned in your heart, you will have peace too, even in the midst of challenging circumstances. Amen. We were looking at how religion is not sufficient per se, because on one level, religion gives us a moral framework, but Christ died to give us more than simply religion. He died to give us a relationship. Amen. And so there's a big difference. And this is why, sadly, you know, many people have sadly rejected religion because they didn't necessarily find a life through that. But the problem is they haven't actually stepped into the real thing. They've never tasted and seen that the Lord is good. And that's how the Bible says, Psalm 34, verse 8, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." And I think this is where many good, sincere religious people fail, in that they maybe present Christianity as a list of do's and don'ts, or they present it as joining an institution or organization. And you can do all those things and not experience the life of God, and not experience regeneration, and not experience the rebirth or the new birth. 2 Corinthians 5:17, "If any man is in Christ..." It's interesting, it doesn't say if any man is in church. It's good to go to church, but being in church isn't enough. You need to be more than simply in church. You need to be in Christ. The Bible says, "If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away, but all things have become new." And I think this is the problem, is we've settled for people being in church rather than being in Christ. I'm a big believer in the church, but I realize that the church doesn't save. It's Jesus who saves. And this is why it's so important you have a personal relationship, personal encounter with him. And this is why we have such a spiritual vacuum in our nation right now, because, you know, you've all of these various competing philosophies of the left, whether veganism, feminism, socialism, globalism, environmentalism, atheism, and yet none of them can fill the void that exists in every person's heart. Because while they may satisfy the questions in your head, they can't satisfy the emptiness in your heart. And this is why it seems that many people involved in so many of these ideologies are perpetually outraged and unhappy. You see, Romans 3 verse 23 says, "All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." And Romans 6 23 says, "The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The truth is this: culture cannot save you, education cannot redeem you, works cannot cleanse you, and wealth cannot improve you. Even ritual or tradition can't make us right with God, because we all stand guilty before a holy God. We are sinners by nature, and religion really only deals with the surface. Do this, don't do that, dress this way, talk that way, say this, don't say that. And yet the change, if any is affected, is only superficial and doesn't last, because we don't have the power to change ourselves. Our nature must be made new. And this is the problem, is many times it's like getting a rotten apple and coating it over with wax, and it might look nice, but the minute you bite into it, you'll discover it's still rotten. And this is why our heart has to be changed. Our heart has to be made new. And this is why the gospel is such good news. You see, the Prince of Peace has come and made us new. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us this. And, you know, this is the glory of the new birth. And Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20 tells us, "And by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things in earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." Christ made peace through the blood of his cross. And this is why heaven is your home if Jesus is your Lord. He is that life-giving Spirit. John 10 and verse 10, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So the Lord Jesus Christ gives us life. He gives us that Zoe nature. That's the Greek word for life. And I think it's so important for us to reflect on and dwell on these wonderful truths. You know, John chapter 5, verse 24, most assuredly I say to you, if anyone hears my word and believes in him who sent me, has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but is passed from death into life. So when we receive Jesus as our Savior, we're not just improved, we're not just made over, we're made new. And we literally pass out of death into life. Christ came, John 10:10, that we would have life and have it more abundantly. Through Christ, we have relationship, not simply religion. The Prince of Peace has come, and through his death, burial, and resurrection, he has bequeathed to us his everlasting peace. Romans 5 and verse 1, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are justified by faith, and we now have peace with the Father. And until you have peace with God, you won't have peace with yourself. Because nothing else will work in your life. Marriage, family, children, career, they will be in turmoil because ultimately you can only release what's in you. And if you don't have peace within, you really cannot have peace without. If you are at war with God, you will be at war with everyone else, including yourself. But when we receive Him, we receive His peace. We receive his life. John chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things are made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Isn't that wonderful? That the darkness did not comprehend. Another version says the darkness could not overcome it. Glory to God. Again in verse 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. And so, let me say this today. You may have bills that you can't pay. You may have problems you can't solve. You may have all sorts of issues going on in your life. You may even have addictions, areas of bondage and brokenness in your life. Let me tell you this. God's going to bring breakthrough to your life in Jesus' name. I believe that. Your prayers are going to be answered. Change is coming. In Jesus' name. But remind yourself of this. You are complete in him. Right now, right where you are. Even in the midst of the storm, in the midst of all of the dysfunction and challenges and problems, you are complete in him. You are accepted in the Beloved, it says to us in Ephesians chapter 1. So when you understand this, when you take time to reflect on the fact that, you know what, yes, I'm far from perfect. I've all sorts of issues. But I am a child of God. Think about that. You're a child of God. You're a child of God. The Most High, the Creator of the universe, not only knows your name, he loves you, and he is your Father, and he is with you. And therefore, I just want to encourage you today, don't despair. Don't give in to hopelessness. The Lord is with you. He loves you. He sees you, and he will not forget you. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, and we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Did you know that Christ is full of grace and truth? You see, until we have peace with the Creator, we won't have peace with his creation. And this explains why when we get saved, we can suddenly live at peace with people. Even people that at times are awkward, obnoxious, are rude, in-laws and outlaws, neighbors, co-workers and children. The reason why we can live at peace is because we now have the love of God in our hearts. Romans 5 and verse 5, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The King James says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. You see, you need to learn to release the love and the peace of Christ in your life. That's my prayer today as we finish, that every one of us would be deliberate and intentional in sharing the love and peace of Christ wherever we go. Help us to be peacemakers. Help us not to be starting fights. Help us to be peacemakers. Help us to bring the peace of Christ, the Prince of Peace, wherever we go. Help us, Lord, to share your love, your light, your liberty. In Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. Shalom.